It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Jake Nadland here in Valley City. He's got a story to tell. There's also a benefit for Jake coming up tomorrow, Saturday, August 12th, in the Valley City Ghost Club, and we'll tell you a little more about that. Before we get to talking about the benefit for Jake tomorrow, Jake, I just wanted to ask a few questions and to have you share your story with us. Jake, thanks so much for joining us on the show today. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Jake, let's talk a little bit about, you're not new to the community. You're a business owner, and tell people a little bit, maybe they don't know you, but what you did for a living.
Yeah, prior to my cancer journey, I was a co-owner of Just Kidding Preschool and Childcare Center, where I worked primarily with kindergarten through sixth grade children, working after school and running the summer program.
And then you were also involved in getting the new Christian school up and running as well, right?
Yes, that's correct. I was the treasurer for the Valley City Christian School, helping get them off the ground, and unfortunately had to resign off of that board during this process.
Well, let's talk. There's so many cancers out there that we hear about all the time, and yours is a bone cancer. Tell us, when were you diagnosed with this cancer, Jake?
It was actually just back in April when I was diagnosed with it, and there's quite a story about that.
Would you like to share that with us today?
Yes. Yep. So back in 2019, I remember being with my class after school, and I noticed my left leg was becoming numb as I would stand up for some time. It would go away, numbness would go away when I'd sit down, and then I just kind of would ask some nurse friends, of, hey, I have this numbness, should I be concerned? And yeah, they basically said, no, don't be too concerned, just kind of monitor it. And, you know, and I've also always been a heavy guy. And so the following year, I ended up losing a lot of weight doing the keto diet, but I realized how unsustainable that was, and I gained all the weight that I lost. I gained it all back and then some, and with the stress from COVID and the lockdowns, I continued to balloon up in weight. And then in 2021, I was on the grounds helping my wife with a little project, and I felt like something snapped in my leg or in my stomach or something like that. And I just had an immense amount of pain. Well, I kind of just had to live with that for the next couple of years and use medication as treatments. I became fed up with my weight and I wanted to be healthy. And so I pursued bariatric surgery, and I chose to go in this process of losing weight sustainably and live a healthy lifestyle. And I got approved for it. And I was 15 days, back in April, I was 15 days before that surgery where my surgeon was performing a physical on me, and he found a hard spot on my stomach. As he's pushing on it, I felt an immense amount of pain, and I didn't realize what it was. He was quite concerned, and so he ordered a CT scan and some blood work, and later that night I got the results, and I opened up my chart message, and it said, it looks like you may have a rare type of bone cancer called chondrosarcoma. So, of course, you're kind of flabbergasted when you see cancer. And so I contacted my doctor, and we got a couple other tests for the next couple of days, and they all came back with the same results. And then following up with that was a biopsy, and it confirmed that I had chondrosarcoma. Now, a little bit about chondrosarcoma, it is a rare bone disease that, if you were to take the population of North Dakota in any given year, only 5 people out of the entire state would be diagnosed with it. And I happen to be one of them for this year. So because of the rarity of this cancer, we could not be seen in Fargo for this, so they referred us down to Mayo Clinic, where I met with some of the brightest minds in the world at the world-class hospital system. I went down there in June to have some evaluations and consults, and I was able to get on the surgery schedule. Chondrosarcoma is ineffective with chemotherapy and typically radiation treatment. So the only option that we have is surgery. Now, the size of my tumor was quite big. It was the size of a football. It was nearly 11 inches long by 8 inches wide, you know, of course, in a circle shape. So it was quite a massive tumor, and I just thought it was from being overweight and just had been, you know, powering through that. So, but I got on the surgery schedule, and then on July 12th, I went down to Mayo Clinic, and I had my surgery. The surgery was an all-day surgery. They cleared, these are the kind of surgeries where they clear their entire schedule, and they focus just on one patient. It was scheduled for 12 hours, but it only took 8 hours. I originally had, when I met with the surgeon back in June, they said, you have 100% risk of complications. But it turns out that in this surgery, through much prayer through my church and with my family, we just believed that God was going to be in control and that God would perform a miracle on me. And that's exactly what happened. So during that surgery, as they were removing the tumor, it essentially rolled out of my body. Now, because this is a bone cancer, they also had to take about 50% of my pelvic wing bone as well, and they happened not to replace that. So I can only bear 50% of my weight on my left leg, and I can only get around with a walker. So I had that surgery. I'm so glad that I had woken up, and I spent about 17 days in the hospital, in the hospital bed, and started physical therapy to start kind of essentially relearning how to walk. Part of that surgery, they took out some muscles that performs that marching motion of lifting your leg. So right now I cannot quite do that, but some of the other muscles will help do that eventually. Spent time in physical therapy, and just last week I was released to go home, and now I'm back in Valley City, just starting my recovery journey back home.
Wow, that's an incredible story. Thanks so much for sharing that. You've said so many incredible things that happened there, and obviously the power of prayer, the family, and so many other things. Really, it's nice to hear that you're feeling fairly well right now.
It will come and go. I can be in pain, and I can be doing well kind of within a moment's notice. It definitely comes and goes. Right now I'm doing great, but yesterday was a hard day, but I kind of go day by day.
And you have a family too, a wife and a couple of kids, right?
Yes, I have a wonderful wife. I'm married to my wife, Beth, and I have two wonderful little kids. A 4-year-old girl and an almost 2-year-old boy.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing, and I'm going to be talking about the benefit tomorrow. Obviously, this is to help defray some of those medical expenses that you obviously incurred through that major surgery, Jake. And obviously, we wish you the best, okay?
Thank you.
The benefit for Jake Nadelin will be held tomorrow, Saturday, August 12th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the Valley City Eagles Club. They'll have a free will donation, a baked potato bar, bake sale, $1 kids activities, that should be fun, and some raffle games and a silent auction. Silent auction and raffle game winners will be announced at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. That's our Voice of the Valley for today.